just by, if you say, well, you're from Atlanta, they go, oh, yeah, yeah, yeah. But when my daughter competes and stuff, because she sings, and she'll go and say she's from Roswell, you know, so I know she's from there. But I think they're proud of Roswell. It's just when talking to people, everybody knows I'm from Atlanta, you know, that type of thing.
How do people get to Atlanta? What means of transportation do they get?
I think most of it is by automobile. Just automobile. I mean, the MARTA system here, by the time, I mean, even when I have to go, like today I'm going to like World Congress Center, the MARTA system here in Atlanta is not built for the suburbs. Because of the fact, by the time you take your car, you got to drive to off of 400 or somewhere, get in your car, find a place to park, which takes a lot of time, then you have to do that, and then by the time you go, and then depending on where you go, you may have to change trains two or three times, so it just doesn't lend itself. So most people just go by car.
Why don't you think that the MARTA system has, I don't know, made it easier for people in the suburbs?
I think to me it's a fear, because I know that talk has been said, like when Gwinnett County wanted to MARTA, there's fear that there's this notion that if you have public transportation that brings crime, mainly they're afraid of the blacks. And this has been said more than once, you know, from other places, but it's that fear system. If they feel that they can keep the MARTA transportation from the suburbs, then there will be no crime. And they use Lenox Mall as an example, because Lenox Mall is one of the areas where you do have the public transportation. And that's why today Gwinnett County does not have any public transportation. So they didn't really look at this like your other really metropolitan cities like a Chicago or like Europe. There's no issues in Europe. You can go to Paris, you can go to Brussels. I mean, their stations are built for traveling because, again, they don't rely on cars. I mean, even you can go to Chicago or New York. But I think here it's that intimidation. And I don't know if they will ever change that. They just don't make it conducive. And maybe they, and I guess, too, we've gotten to such be a lazy society that everybody just want to get in their car and drive. Nobody wants to walk, you know. So I think that's a lot of it, too.
Okay. You were mentioning economics earlier. What are the differences economically between Atlanta and Roswell?
I would say the economics is probably because, again, although you have, it's to way, the way I look at it, years ago, Atlanta used to have more of your influential blacks. Nowadays, your athletes, your entertainers, they also have taken flight to the suburb. So with that goes the money, because they want to be in the same area. So what you find in the city of Atlanta, you find a lot of people with minimum education, they make minimum wage. And we all know if you make $7 or $8 an hour, that's not going to go as far as someone making $45, $50 an hour. So it's, and it doesn't get any better, because also you don't have any type of businesses that want to move in the area. So the people there have to drive here, but even now, everybody's taking flight to the suburbs, which has been going on probably for the last 25, 30 years.
Wow. Speaking of people, I guess the middle class, upper middle class blacks moving out to the suburbs, what would the suburban areas of Atlanta be where, I guess, middle and upper class?
Yeah, it used to be years ago at Long Camp, they have areas now off of Cascade Heights. And they're starting to build it up again because, you know, as the baby boomers come along, there's a transition now. I want to get back with my people, as we say. So we want to form our own communities. So the Cascade areas has always been an area where you had your middle-class blacks, and they're still building up in that area now. But it's still along that stretch of 285. And I know in the last 10 years, they've really started to build up. The things that get you when you start moving places like that, though, now you're going back into higher taxes, the Atlanta city tax, the Fulton County tax. The other problem that you have, and I can speak because of myself also, when you move into those